USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're hours away from the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation, but there's already controversy. As the chairman of the House Judiciary Panel says, Attorney General William Barr should just let the 400-page report speak for itself, though Barr is planning a news conference about 90 minutes before the report's to be made public.
The Department of Justice has informed the committee that it will receive a copy between 11 a.m. and noon, well after the Attorney General's 9:30 a.m. press conference. This is wrong.
Taiwan's been rocked by a strong 6.1 magnitude earthquake on its east coast a short time ago. No immediate reports of injuries or fatalities. Police say they've arrested an emotionally disturbed man who tried to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City last night carrying two cans of gas. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
A big scare in the Denver, Colorado area that had dozens of schools closed yesterday ends with the discovery of an 18-year-old woman's body. They say Sol Pais apparently took her own life. They had said she was obsessed with the 1999 Columbine High School massacre, and the FBI's Dean Phillips says,
we've been combing all manner of her social media, obtaining, again, comments, statements, things that would lend credence to the fact that she was a potential concern.
This upcoming weekend does mark 20 years since the Columbine killings. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell officially running for re-election. The Republican releasing a video yesterday highlighting his ties to President Trump and also touting his role in the confirmation of two conservative Supreme Court justices. The 77-year-old McConnell's been in the Senate since 1985. Meanwhile, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has announced he is not running for the White House in 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry is reportedly thinking about resigning that post. Bloomberg News is citing two sources that say Perry's figuring out terms and timing of a departure from the Trump administration. They say that Perry's been thinking about going for weeks, though he's not fully made up his mind. Donations to help rebuild three historically black churches in Louisiana are now pouring in since news broke of the Notre Dame Cathedral fire in Paris. The day before the famous church burned, there was only $50,000 raised to help rebuild the three Louisiana churches, but that number has since reached about $1.4 million. A number of celebrities have been calling for the donations to those black churches on social media. A 21-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy has been arrested for the three arsons. Meanwhile, more than $1 billion has already been donated to help rebuild Notre Dame. And Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek says he's still feeling good as he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He's released another video, in this case celebrating the wrap of Jeopardy!'s 35th season. In it, Trebek says he's been continuing his treatment for the disease. The 78-year-old Trebek says he and the staff are already prepping for the next season of Jeopardy! Trebek also thanking fans for their messages, encouragement, and support, saying he's gotten a lot of cards from young people, and he's been touched beyond words. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.